Project Liberty ship tried to bring the ship back to New York.
Well, Project Liberty ship started in New York.
It started in New York.
Okay, and they tried to find a berth for the ship in New York, and they couldn't. You know, New York City Board of Education, at the time with the Board of Education, gave the ship back to the Maritime Administration.
What year was that?
82. Well, they closed the school, I think, in 80, right?
They did.
Or 82.
82? I thought 82.
They closed in 82, but the ship didn't go back.
They go back to 84.
84, that's what it was. 2 years.
84, and that's when it came.
They moved it down to the James River Reserve Fleet.
Yeah.
And luckily, the people from Maryland got involved and got the ship and brought it. We did everything, and we're back again.
But they wanted, after it was sent down to the James River Fleet, they wanted to bring it back to New York after that.
No.
Or they wanted to keep it in
New York. Baltimore got involved, and they wanted to bring it to Baltimore.
Right.
But prior to that, we wanted to keep it in New York.
And what was the problem? They wanted to do the pier?
The combination of politics and other things. At the time, they had that big pier down there with the carrier and
The Intrepid.
Yeah. That came much later.
But they were very instrumental in us not being in
either one or the other.
We couldn't get a berth for the ship, Project Liberty ship. I used to work with a lot of people that were plank holders. Those are the people that originated in Project Liberty ship in New York. And they couldn't get a viable place to keep the ship and pay for the expenses to upkeep it.
Right.
Okay, so that's when they said, okay, we'll give it back to the Maritime Administration, which said put it in the reserve fleet.